With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The day of the driverless car is coming, quickly. Autonomous vehicles have caught the attention of Uber, Google, and other companies. Now you can add the U.S. military to that list. It hopes driverless vehicles will help save lives on the battlefield. Kevin Lavery at WKAR in East Lansing reports on a recent truck convoy test in Michigan for Great Lakes Today.
The Blue Water Bridge soars more than 200 feet above the St. Clair River at the southern tip of Lake Huron. Thousands of people cross this 6,000-foot span between the United States and Canada every day. Crossing a bridge like this can be a little unsettling, even for an experienced driver. But what if you could make the trip with your foot off the gas and your hands off the wheel? It's possible. And on a fall day, the U.S. Army came to the Michigan side of the bridge to prove it. In Port Huron, four tractor trailers idle near the riverbank. All of them are testing some type of driverless technology. But the real action is in truck number four. That's where Paul Rogers will be. He's the director of the Tank Automotive Research, Development, and Engineering Center based near Detroit.
The last vehicle will be, we will have people in it. I'm going to be in it with a driver. Well, he's not going to be touching anything. He's not allowed to touch anything. And we will be following the other three vehicles completely autonomously.
Autonomously. In other words, the truck will drive itself. The research center is working with the state of Michigan and Auburn University to demonstrate what it calls truck platooning. Riding in a convoy, the three lead vehicles will relay speed, steering, and braking data to the last truck. A lot of factors are driving the Army program. Fuel efficiency is one. There's also no human behind the wheel to get tired and cause an accident. Most importantly, on the battlefield, a supply convoy is a prime target for attack. With the new technology, fewer soldiers will be needed in those trucks.
It's about saving lives first and foremost. It's about being more efficient and being able to do more with the number of soldiers and the number of trucks we have. And it's always about giving the soldiers what they need to succeed and come home.
The trucks pull out, heading for the bridge on-ramp. As a reporter, I'm not allowed to ride along. So while I wait for the trucks to come back, I ask Bernard Tyson to explain the hardware. He's a program manager with the research center.
What we've done in this vehicle is we've actually put an electronic power steering column on for the autonomy package. We've then put on additional sensors, some LIDAR, some cameras.
LIDAR stands for Light Detection and Ranging, a laser-based sensor used to measure distance. It's the same principle bats use with sonar, but not even the Batmobile had this little device. After about an hour spent in bridge traffic and passing through customs, the convoy returns. Rogers emerges from the rear truck, pleased but low-key.
No surprises, which is what we expected and what we needed out of this, so it was very good.
Kirk Steidel, the director of the Michigan Department of Transportation, is obviously impressed.
We got to the customs plaza on the U.S. side, and it's in automated mode the whole time, and the steering wheel's doing these, you know, quick little adjustments. But as the truck would veer across, you'd see the back tires cross a paint line, and then you'd realize your tires went exactly in the same spot. So where that front truck went is where we went. It was amazing.
Army officials believe autonomous vehicles can transform how the military operates. The research center is on schedule to roll out 150 more of the vehicles over the next 2 years. In Port Huron, Michigan, I'm Kevin Lavery for Great Lakes Today.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration led by WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester, New York. To see a video of the Army test, you can go to greatlakestoday.org.